Successful organizations embrace paradox and achieve balance, build an inclusive network. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with a thought for today. Successful organizations embrace paradox and achieve balance and build an inclusive network. It's so easy for us to say that we are all inclusive, that we include everybody in our teaching, in our philosophy, in our way of life, and in the type of things that we do. And then when we're faced with a person who is not harmonious with us, we want to excommunicate them. We want to get them out of our reach, get them out of our attention, get them out of our world, because he's not just a pleasant person to be there. She's not just the kind of lady that you want to have in your world. And you see, by the very fact that that person is in our world, by the very fact that that person is very close to us and wants to be part of us, is a very good indication that we should do something seriously about it. We should very seriously consider this person as a member of our team and build an inclusive network to include them. Now you say, well, you don't want to be seen around people who have bad vibrations or bad reputations and so forth. You don't want those to be in your world. Yes, that's true. It would be easy to have everybody in our world be a saint, although I think that would probably be a very difficult thing too. The wonderful thing about people who have made mistakes and are building a new life is that they are not necessarily tolerant, but they do not judge others because they know that they have been judged, rightly or wrongly. And whenever anyone knows that they have been judged, they are very reluctant to judge others and make opinions about others that might not be harmonious or beneficial. Therein is the paradox. What we want to do is to achieve balance. And how do we achieve balance in a successful organization? Well, we have the University of Healing, and it is a very successful organization. University of Healing, University of Philosophy, Absolute Monastery, Worldwide Healing Ministry, many other aspects of it. It's like any active religious organization, a nonprofit corporation does. Unity, Religious Science, Divine Science, all of these different organizations have many facets to them, and we do too. Now, in these facets, we have many people who would like to work with us. The most difficult thing to do is to have them work with themselves. And when people work with themselves, then everything seems to work out okay. Everything seems to take a new look at life and come up in a very wonderful, beautiful way that is beneficial for everybody. However, it doesn't always appear that way on the surface. I've had many people working with me over the years. One young fellow, very fine young man, been with me for many, many years, had been with me in the Andromeda Church up in Minneapolis and the Jonathan Chapel, and had been with me in many other places. And he was very interested in our philosophy. But he also had Bhagwan as his main teacher, his main person that he appreciated most. And so he came to work for me on the ranch one day, and he wanted to apply himself and study our work. And so I worked with him in that. But in his personal room, he had pictures of Bhagwan all over the place. He had incense that he was burning. He had many other faculties that were just fine. I had nothing against him. But if he's going to be at the University of Healing, it is presumed that he would spend whatever study time he has, whatever meditation time he has, meditating upon what the University of Healing teaches. Because if he's going to be here and studying some other type of philosophy, however wonderful it may be, he's not going to get the benefit from the University of Healing. And I told Mark this, and I explained it to him, and he was very aware of it, and he said that he had thought he wanted really to go up to Bhagwan's center rather than to come to the university to study, because he was very interested in what they were doing. And I told him, for goodness sakes, go where your heart tells you to go. We love you. You are doing great things here, great work here, but that's where your heart is. Go where your heart is. And so he left, and he became a part of the Bhagwan's program. And I haven't heard from him since, but I'm sure that he's doing very beautifully, because he's a very sincere and dedicated young man. Now, I could have been angry that he was studying some other philosophy while he was here on the ranch, theoretically, in his study time here, not studying the training of the University of Healing. But that does no benefit for anyone. That does no benefit for anyone. My best paradox was to work with him harmoniously on what he wanted to do for himself. And until he found that out, he would be no good to himself, and certainly he wouldn't be getting any benefit from the teachings that we were doing here. To ever enter into any organization, to enter into any activity and be a success in it, it means that you give your whole heart to that activity. You give your attention 100%, one-pointedly, to whatever that activity is doing, whatever that organization is drawing out and sharing with you. We've had a lot of people who wanted to come here, and they wanted to buy into the organization and receive their certificates and degrees by just giving us an oodles of money, thousands of dollars. And I said, no, we are not a diploma mill. We do not do that. You earn your degrees, you earn your certification with us by how you practice and how you learn what we have. And if you cannot pass all the tests, all of the courses that we give, you cannot have the certification the courses offer. Now, some of them said, you must be crazy. Here we're offering you all this money. And it was quite a bit of money, $50,000 from one and $100,000 from another. We're offering you all this money just to have your certification, because we know that you are a reputable, organized school, that people can depend on you, and that everyone who has attended here has left here as a measurably improved person walking on their spiritual path. And I said to them, yes, and that's just why we could not accept any money from you unless you did the work. Now, if you're going to pay your tuition on the courses and have this apply toward the tuition on the courses and the activities you're doing, wonderful. We will generously accept it. But if you're going to just apply it and then not do the work, you will not get your certification. Because only when you follow through and do it will you get it. Well, these several people who were so magnanimous with their money, I sent them away, and they fell into the arms of some other person who was ready to receive them and enjoy the largesse of their friendship. But you know, if you don't have principle, if you don't stand up for who you are, if you don't believe in who you are, then you're worth nothing at all. I've had women who had a very great crush on me, which is quite a compliment, and I take it as a compliment. And I told them, you honor me very much by doing this. And they wanted to give me their large sums of money, and they were worth millions, and they wanted me to marry them, and they wanted to be part of the program. And I said, no, you can be part of the program, but I'm not going to marry you. You can give us your money or not give us your money. That's your business. We are not in the business here of selling our organization. That would be a total paradox. To give up our balance, to give up our belief, to give up what we believe is the most important thing in the world, and that is to follow principle. Well, everyone has these experiences in their life, I'm sure. I'm not unusual in that respect, but everyone has. And some people can be very mean and very hateful if you don't acquiesce to their program. That happened several times too. But under no circumstance would I ever back down. Under no circumstance would I ever give in to doing what they wanted when it was contrary to the program that this institution, that this organization was espousing. Over the years, I have met so many beautiful people whose integrity was unimpeachable, whose attitude toward themselves was glorious, who believed that they were beautiful, fabulous people. We've had a number of people who are relatives of the staff here, and those people had problems, and so they contacted us. And we worked with them on their problems and helped them to solve it and come to a new understanding, new attitude about themselves. And they almost immediately became great, staunch supporters of the organization. They wanted to help us be a success, and they wanted to do all these things that they would like to see us do. And we just turned right around and said to them, "You honor us indeed, you do. Thank you very much. But now, if this is something that you believe, you go out and share it with your friends and your neighbors and your relatives and people who are in your world." Well, one woman did that. And then every day for a couple of weeks, we received calls from people that she went out and sold the university to. And it was such a joyous experience to see this happening. But she realized that when she believed in something and she loved it and she put it in practice, the response to her life was utterly fantastic. And the results of the things that came to her were beyond measure, beyond all anyone could ever dream of or could ever wish, want, or wonder about. It's a marvelous thing. It's a magical thing. And it's an exciting thing. Successful organizations, they embrace paradox and achieve balance. And they build an inclusive network. They don't do it by giving up their principles. They do it by being firm in their principle. And they make the courses, they make the work, they make the organization seem so simple and so beautiful and so wonderful that people sometimes lose sight of the fact that it is more intense than they will ever know. It'll be the most intensive course, the most intensive studies that they have ever done in their life. And the results in their life will be immeasurable. And they will be happy as they can be in this new program. We all have a chance to walk the path that leads us to successful activity in any area of our life. If we're to achieve balance and if we're to be inclusive of the broad scope of humanity, it demands that we like ourselves. It demands that we stay true to principle. It demands that we never once back down from affirming who we are, living who we are, and being who we are. First you say, "I like me, I like me, I like me." Then you say to your world, "I love you, I love you, I love you."